Hello and welcome to another episode of Enter the Labyrinth. If you're new to the show, I try to talk about cultural things, I guess you could say, from film, TV shows, books, you name it, and try to kind of apply it to theory, and also, you know, try to dabble in some current events. But yeah, let's dive right in. And today we're going to talk about Barbie, the new film that is set to come out on July 21st, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. The director, Greta Gerwig, is behind it. She's a writer and director who has been Oscar nominated for her work, all this stuff, right? This fact is likely part of the reason, talking about the director, is part of the reason for some of the increased hype around the film, as her name behind this kind of indicates it's likely not just like a, hopefully, I'm saying, it's not going to be a simple cash grab, you know, kind of like a simple Marvel movie where they get any director that has experience creating action and throw them in, right? But this is Hollywood we're talking about still. Yeah, so in some sense, all their work is a bit of a cash grab, but we'll get into that later. But Greta's film, Lady Bird, was well done with its kind of like exploration of various social pressures facing young women in that regard. So we have Robbie, who's also like in the news, raving about the script, calling it one of the best ever read, alluding to it being kind of the submersive narrative or meta narrative even. So we have people from all political aspects also on the news giving their opinions about this film. And there is so many opinions. Like, the marketing around this is kind of insane right now. It's just everyone is talking about this, right? And the conservatives are in a tizzy about this, but what else is new in that regard? But yeah, we also have like Twitter's minefield just raging on, especially in the manosphere, calling Robbie mid and not hot enough for the part. It's baffling the level of disillusionment and how uncoupled from reality they are is appalling. Like, are they even capable of appreciating anything? You know, Robbie is an absolute babe, right? But I don't know. This nicely brings us to the complicated relationship also our society has with Barbie, which is why I want to talk about this today, which is her like unrealistic body image, her reinforcement of gender stereotypes, her embrace of consumerist culture, her cultural uniformity in many regards. See, like, Barbie's idealized physique and perpetually perfect looks reinforce a restrictive and harmful standard of beauty. And her never-ending wardrobe and accessories propagated like this culture of perpetual buying and discarding, conditioning young minds to equate happiness and success with material goods. She's plastic in many ways, and that plasticness is symbolic of how artificial our own culture is, unfortunately. And this is what, in some part, I think has these conservatives and some conservative women up in arms about this. You see, the norms they hold dear might be turned on their heads. The marketing of this film has it presenting itself as a subversion of Barbie. And I'm willing to bet it will bring in a metamodern exploration of the narratives that the Barbie doll has exuded since its inception. She is the symbol of constructed feminine ideals built out of a consumerist culture. The consumerist culture we still live in. And I mean one of the symbols. And people lose their minds when their idealized images are questioned, even though deep down, I think we know these images and symbols are built on lies. They're built on marketing. They're built on someone trying to drive your desire. A lie that is built on the shaky ground that is our fragmented subjectivities. We even see this in the trailer. We see that Barbie is questioning her reality. She is becoming self-aware. Her life that included a perpetual cycle of fantasy images that create her imaginary world, one full of images and symbols that distract her, and having her claim that every day is the best day, right? Until the images fail to distract her from something we often avoid thinking about, and that is death, the grand mystery, right? So this brings her fantasy, her bubble of living, the best day every day. It bursts. It no longer holds. It falls away. the perfect image that surrounded her, that had Barbie calling her day, every day the best day, fell away because deep down we all know the world has layers, depths we rarely explore. We just allow the realm of images that Barbie was living in to distract us, and one that we also live in too. But here comes the little trailer twist, though, the real Hollywood twist, right? The twist they constantly do. I'm not knocking it. It's still enjoyable. But Barbie goes full Neo from the Matrix. Barbie is faced with the red pill versus the blue pill situation, the pill dilemma, and has to wake up and choose to wake up, supposedly. On the side, like on the one side, they represented heels. On the other side, they had Birkenstocks. But the pill representing the idea of waking up from a false reality, a Birkenstock, yet another, that's just like another symbol, another illusion. She's just ditching one realm of make-believe for another. Now, isn't that a fascinating loop? Is she stepping into a more real reality? And I think this is where Jean Baudrillard's concept of simulacra and simulation is relevant here, where it's based on the idea that our current society has replaced reality and meaning with symbols and signs. In Barbie's case, her reality is a hyper-real simulation, a world so artificially perfect that it goes beyond reality, yet it's accepted as real because it's replaced our understanding of what real even is. And in some sense, that's what we live in every day too. Barbie has found herself displaced from that reality, from that hyper-reality. The simulated images begin to crumble to reveal that her perfect image holds inherent contradictions that began to kind of become more apparent from simply wondering about death and just life in general. She begins breaking away. She begins encountering this absurdity of existence. Yet in the hyper-real world, Barbie exists not simply as a doll, but as an idea, a symbol of an unattainable ideal. And I think the film is kind of showing that in a more literal sense, right? She's the embodiment of perfection, always happy, always beautiful. But this perfection is a pretense, a construct that's so far removed from reality, yet paradoxically forms a reality for many who engage with her, right? And that's like the weird, interesting thing. Now, I know this is only a trailer we're talking about, but I still want to return to the Birkenstock, the symbol of an escape of her current world of images. They chose the symbol of a Birkenstock, which I think is interesting. One that is more connected with kind of like corporate hipsters, supposedly having a more laid back attitude while favoring comfort and practicality or some shit, right? It's a debatable image. However, it's yet another simulated image. And I think that's the point, or that should be the point, actually. And this gets into what I find fascinating about these metamodern films, especially ones that are going to seemingly attempt to deconstruct and reconstruct some narrative for an established image of a widely known object, Barbie. So I'm hoping they make this attempt. I'm hoping, or I applaud it even. We need it in many regards. However, on the flip side, the film is operating in the realm of images. She is seemingly going to wake up to yet another world of images. And us, the viewer, is operating within yet another layer of reality that is full of images, that is simulating our perception of what is real. By watching Barbie, we are watching a layer of our own hyper-real, as Baudrillard would say, right? The new Barbie movie is a commodity, right? Not a hot take, right? One we will consume, one that will likely leave us, maybe for only a moment, to question our own illusion. Now, we must wonder about the Hollywood elites that have unimaginable influence on our illusions, our desires, leaving us endlessly choosing new pills to swallow and illusions to wake up from or to embrace, oftentimes unconsciously. So we endlessly choose new illusions every day. That's the society we live in. That's who we are. The Barbie movie is going to be another layer of this illusion. it presents yet another image of Barbie, one that might be more nuanced, introspective, and possibly rebellious. Yet it's still an image, a constructed narrative that serves a purpose. It may challenge some conventions, provoke thought, or offer, you know, kind of new understanding of Barbie, but it's important to remember that it's a product from our own world of images. It's an image created by those in power, tailored to resonate with audiences, to provoke reactions, to do what though? To do what? To sell fucking tickets. And while it may subvert traditional Barbie narratives, it does so within the confines of our foundational illusion that is layered with a drive for profit. So rebellion becomes part of the script, a new illusion to market products towards, the new Barbie, right? This isn't to diminish the potential value or enjoyment of the movie. I'm sure I will enjoy it based on pre-release reviews and stuff, but it merely underscores the inescapability of the illusion Baudrillard speaks of. Even as we navigate the layers of illusion, questioning and challenging the images presented, we are still operating within the illusions largely influenced by corporate entities and groups, where we forever live in a reality of ideal images and illusions that inevitably merge with the ordinary. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. It's time for you to get the fuck out of my labyrinth.